In 48 hours, we will be a step closer to knowing who will be the next mayor of Lansing. Virge Bernero is stepping down after a dozen years as mayor. The candidates are State Representative Andy Shore, Councilwoman Judy Brown Clark, former councilman and former council president Harold Lehman Jr., Michael Joseph Gillenkirk, and 20-year-old Daniel Trevino. Joining us now is Burl Schwartz. He's the publisher of the City Pulse, and he joined us about 8 months ago to talk about the mayoral race ahead. He's back one day before tomorrow's primary. Good morning, Burl.
Good morning, Kevin.
It is nice to be with you here this morning.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about each candidate and how they have run their campaigns thus far?
Well, I think what's really telling is if you go to Google Judy Brown Clark, an ad comes up for Andy Shore, and then maybe about 8 or 9 items down, you get to her website. That is the organized Shore campaign, and the somewhat disorganized Judy Brown Clark campaign. And I think we're going to see tomorrow night that Andy Shore is going to walk away with a big victory.
Oh, that sounds like political intrigue there when you click on one candidate and you find the other.
He knows how to use Google.
Absolutely. Well, as it stands, as you hinted here, it sounds like those two are really the front runners. This sounds like it's really Andy Shore's race to lose then.
It really is. You know, the question is how well is he going to do? And I expect that he'll be at least in the 40s. She'll probably be in the teens, but he could top 50%, and that will make the race after tomorrow rather boring.
There you go. And certainly, given the nature of this particular primary, probably a lot more voter turnout is expected. I mean, we're talking about a race where, for the first time in 12 years, Virge Bernero will not be on the ballot.
You know, you would think so. And it's an important race for that reason when you are going to turn City Hall over to somebody new. But City Clerk Chris Swope says 13%. Possibly as high as 16% voter turnout. We're really talking about a small number of people deciding the candidates for mayor. And the odds are that the race has already been decided because absentee voting is last time was 62 or 64% just 2 years ago in a year that didn't feature a mayor's race.
Well, Burl, it goes without saying that Lansing is a heavily Democratic town. Are you seeing some divide among racial lines among Democrats?
You know, I think there is some divide there now. There are two ways of looking at that. Some people think that Judy Brown Clark, who is an African-American woman, is playing the race card by telling people it's time that we elected a black mayor or it's time we elected a female mayor. Other people say it's really more like a lot of people voting as they did for Obama, whites as well as blacks, because they felt it was time. But I think we will see in precincts with a heavy black presence, Judy Brown Clark will do much better there.
We're talking with Burl Schwartz, the publisher of the Lansing City Pulse, about tomorrow's mayoral primary in Lansing. Some of the other candidates, Harold Lehman Jr., former president of the city council, and then Danny Trevino, who's a newcomer. He's 20 years old. Each of these gentlemen is having a bit of trouble with the law right now.
Well, they both are. Harold Lehman Jr. is a perennial candidate now, for, as you said, a former city councilman, and he's facing embezzlement charges. And Danny Trevino Jr. is facing felony charges. But interestingly, I expect he will end up coming in ahead of Harold Lehman. He has signs everywhere in the South End. His father owns medical marijuana dispensaries, and I think they're going to turn out the vote for people who would like to see dispensaries, the ordinance that they're working on, be more liberal.
Yeah, that really is amazing to me, and that we are seeing so many signs for Danny Trevino, visibility and perception is so much in politics, and sometimes that's what it gets it done versus experience. So.
often. And, you know, I think at the top of the ticket, so to speak, Andy Shore and Judy Brown Clark, that, you know, we're seeing that they are not really hitting hard on issues. They're just getting out there. The joke about Andy Shore is whatever you ask him, his answer is going to be, well, I'll study that one if I get elected mayor. Judy Brown Clark's being a little more specific, but frankly, when she was asked by me, what have you accomplished as on city council, she said, well, I think in terms of we. And she cannot point to specific accomplishments.
Just about a minute left here, Burl. What are you watching for in the city council race, which has more candidates than a Busby Berkeley musical?
Well, I'm watching to see what happens to the incumbents. Now, in the second ward, Tina Houghton is trying to win a third term, and I think she's in trouble. The question will be whether she qualifies to get into the general election, but I think she's at best going to come in second there against a newcomer named Jeremy Garza, who has heavy union support. In the fourth ward, we have a couple of newcomers who are leading the ticket, Jim McClurkin and Brian Jackson. And finally, Kathy Dunbar, the question will be whether she survives in the at-large race.
Very good. Exciting times ahead tomorrow in the Lansing mayoral primary. Burl Schwartz, the editor, the publisher of Lansing City Pulse, we appreciate your time today, Burl. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Kevin.